Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Watch Matt Bowen. Bowen's a tough guy.
Matt Bowen.
And it's intercepted by Matt Bowen.
Miller, ton of time. But the coverage is good with Matt Bowen.
7-year NFL veteran.
Blitz coming from Bowen, and he knocks it out. The Redskins fall on top of it.
Matt Bowen's been the guy applying all the pressure.
Coach for IC Catholic football.
Matt Bowen, a man from Glen Ellyn, Illinois. He's very active.
NFL writer and analyst for ESPN.
Like I said, I call my O-lineman the Avengers.
When we come back, we'll add to our Avengers. Bucky is a good call for Matt Bowen. Because super soldier, right?
Yeah.
You know?
So why Bucky and not Captain America?
Because Matt's a little grimier.
Okay.
He's a grimier guy.
Right.
He played for Greg Williams. So
yeah. So that's a very good answer.
That could be his years in Hydra.
Kill the head, the body will die. We want his head sideways.
Avengers!
Assemble.
Matt Bowen.
I have a simple rule with beer. I only drink beer that you can buy in 30 packs. So that, I'll leave you with that.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Our segment with Matt Bowen is brought to you by McGrath, Acura, and Westmont. When you do the math, you'll choose McGrath. Matt, thanks so much for joining us. I'm sorry that you have to follow the chaos agent that is Charles Tillman.
I didn't know I was grimy. I heard that in the lead up. I didn't know that.
You were a grimy player. Come on.
The Greg Williams thing is valid.
Yeah. Like, you know, you've got all of the Captain America bona fides, but come on. Like, that screams out Bucky to me, and that's all right because Bucky is now one of the lead Avengers. So, you know.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take it.
Fair. It's yeah. A fair thing. We finally came up with one for Anthony. For Anthony, because so the whole thing when Caleb did the Avengers, I was like, Well, I know a bunch of players. And so for me, it's like watching the Avengers is like Phil Coulson. And so I started like, you know, Matt Forte is T'Challa, right?
Love that.
Perfect.
Yes.
Perfect thing for him. Olin is Smart Hulk.
Okay.
Lance is Thor.
Yeah.
Alex Brown is Iron Man. And so we went with Matt being Bucky. For okay. Big Ann Heron, I'm going to go with Beast. He is Kelsey Grammer's character in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Oh, that's too deep for me.
He's smart, but he's tough. And so,
sure, yeah, that sounds right.
It works out really well. So I'll do a whole blog on this at some point. Do people still do blogs? I don't know. Anyway, Matt, what was it like watching Saturday night's game between the Bears and the Packers?
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's something you don't usually see on Sundays. That, to me, the ending of that, the last, really, end of the fourth quarter is not something you see on Sundays. This is because of the overall special teams execution you're accustomed to seeing with NFL players. To me, that's more like seeing a Friday night game at the high school level, mm-hmm. where you take advantage of mistakes. And that's what the Bears did. You can say what you want about how they played the majority of the football game, which they didn't play great in certain areas of the football game. We understand that. But what they did at the end, when someone opens a door for you, as a winning football team, you take it. That's what the Bears did. You know, capitalizing the special teams mistake. What they did in overtime to turn the football over wasn't necessarily because of what they did defensively, but they took advantage of the situation. My thought what Ben Johnson did in overtime, just set up that throw from Caleb Williams, was excellent play calling. Okay, so we used to call that the shot zone. The shot zone is a ball between the 40s, right? First and 10, if you're on defense, that alarms have to go off. Because that's when you take your shots from an offensive perspective. Three tight ends in the game. Everything looks like run. Everything. When you're watching on TV or, in my opinion, when you're playing defense for the Green Bay Packers, watch the safeties in that play. They step downhill towards the line of scrimmage. It gives you the one-on-one over the top. I'll tell you what, that throw from Caleb Williams, and look at the game situation, the matchup, the implications of that football game for the NFC North, that was the throw of the year so far in the NFL.
It really was. What? Like that game and the atmosphere and that throw was really spectacular. And trying to get a hold on what it takes for a player to disregard whatever's happened the first 55 minutes, 57 right. minutes, yeah. 58 minutes of a game, that type of ability is really hard. I don't know how Caleb has it in his repertoire, but he seems to still be himself in those moments and sometimes elevates what he can do in those moments, which is kind of the definition of clutch.
Yeah, I would agree. And I think we can all agree right now that Caleb is still developing under Coach Ben Johnson in terms of certain areas of his game. But when it comes down to your point, Lawrence, in critical moments of football games, he plays like a star. He plays like a superstar in the NFL. That's what he has done during this win streak. And that is a critical trait to have. That is a natural trait. You cannot teach. Playmakers have that. You cannot coach that. Look, I've tried at the high school level. You cannot do that. Either you have it or you don't. And right now, Caleb is proving throughout the second half of the season that he is one of the natural playmakers in this league.
I'm curious now that you do coach at the high school level. Shout out the IC Knights.
There you go.
Well, Carmen spends a lot of time in Elmhurst.
I'm from Elmhurst. Matt and I run into each other actually at Elmhurst at an IC function. In fact, it's my church. It's a church I grew up in. It's really funny, but really small world. But from a coaching perspective too, I mean, we opened the show just kind of talking about this culture shift, and I know that's such a buzzword, but for the way that Ben Johnson has coached his coaches, has coached his players, has achieved this continuity and consistency. I mean, I don't think you can overstate how important that is, because that's what leads to teams still believing when they're down multiple scores with just minutes to go in the game. How, especially from a first time head coach, how do you view that? How do you do that?
Well, I agree with exactly what you're saying. It is culture. It is a team identity. It's also on the defensive side of the ball with Dennis Allen, especially Al Harris coaching in the secondary, what they're doing, taking the football away at a high rate. It doesn't happen by accident. That's my point. That is something that is coached. That is something that is built, starting in the offseason, through training camp, and through adverse moments. And look, from a football player, I've always said this, you're going to get adversity in games. And the reality is you don't get to choose when it happens. You just don't. That's part of being an athlete. But can you respond to it? And that's what the Bears have really done during this second half of the season, is responded to adverse moments and made plays in adverse moments to win football games that no one thought they could when you're watching from home. So I guarantee you ask Bears fans, when you're down late in the fourth quarter and you need an onside kick, everyone's saying this football game is over. Because, look, the onside kick is completely different than when I played. When I played, it was the Wild West. You can put as many guys on one side of the ball as you wanted to. It was extremely violent and nothing like it is now, where you have to wait and it's passive. And they got a lucky bounce. But guess what? Like we're talking about, it took advantage of it. It took advantage of it, went down the field. And one throw that I wanted to bring up that no one is talking about is on that game-tying drive, the deep in-breaker to DJ Moore from Caleb Williams. That was a critical play in the game also. And he threw an absolute rocket to the middle of the field, knowing where the safety was. Excellent ball location. So, again, we're talking about a young quarterback who is making critical plays in the game's biggest moments.
I know that we've spent a lot of time talking about the throw that ended the game. I'd love to know from your perspective about the catch. DJ Moore making that catch with Nixon draped on him. It could have been a PI call on Nixon. Yeah. It wasn't. I'd love to walk me through what you're seeing on that play.
Okay, well, it's a deep post or a deep over up, right? And you can throw that because you're in a reduced formation. There is no wide receiver stretching the field to the backside of the formation. So you know the backside corner is not going to be there. Like we said, the safeties are walking downhill. So it's a true one-on-one. And the corner is playing with outside leverage. So DJ basically has to run away from him and maintain that separation, whether it's a yard, a half a yard throughout the route. And the critical thing for wide receivers is their ability to stack, to separate late, and also track the football. Anyone who's played baseball or softball, like catching the backyard, when you start running backwards, sometimes that ball starts to bounce, okay? That's not a good thing, okay? That puts you in a tough position to make the play. The best players, the best center fielders in baseball, the best wide receivers in the NFL can track that ball down the field and slow their heart rate down. That's the thing. They don't panic. You can't panic in those moments. It has to be like a regular play in practice. And DJ Moore, to me, that's what it looked like. Stack, separate, go make the play down the field.
I'm glad that you brought like that sequence up though, just in general, of because like we talked to DJ Moore in the locker room actually, and it wasn't that throw, but it was the ending throw, the catch, and it was like, what's going through your mind? And that's what he said. He was like, I'm scared. He was like, I was scared because there you have to be tracking that ball so precisely, and you have to be tracking it in a sense where like, are you going to have to slow up? Are you going to have to like how much like how are you going to create separation? Where is your leverage points? This, that, the other. And I think it's really interesting to kind of talk through all of the things that are going through your mind, not only as a receiver, but as a DB, between leverage points and how, like, you couldn't have gotten better coverage on that either, though. Like, I mean, I know that he could have been called for PI, but at the end of the day, that was really good coverage. So how do you win in those scenarios? How did DJ Moore win on that specifically?
Well, to your point, you're going to have to make a contested catch, right? You have to play through contact. Another trait that we don't talk about enough. Watch, when we go to the draft process, that won't be brought up. It'll be 40 times, ball skills, et cetera. But playing through contact is something you have to do on Sundays because you're not going to get every call. And in that situation, they didn't get the call. So you have to be able to play through contact knowing that a defensive back is going to extend his arm and try to play through your hands as a wide receiver and create on-the-ball production. So again, to DJ's credit, also, look how far you have to run. We're not talking about a fade route from the 10-yard line.
Right.
I mean, you are running all the way across the field. That's what makes it such an amazing play. You know, we're talking about the game situation, but also to complete the play and to finish it was big time.
So as the Bears get ready for their next game, it's a tough matchup. The 49ers are they're scary. They've got a lot of good players that can make life difficult for you. What are the things that you're looking at as we get closer to that matchup?
Well, I think the first thing, Lawrence, is Dennis Allen's game plan. What do you do versus Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy? Because if you play zone coverage, Kyle Shanahan has more answers to zone coverage than any coordinator in the league. Anyone who watched the game last night and saw Brock Purdy throw, was it 4 or 5 touchdowns against Indianapolis? A lot of zone beaters, creating voids in the middle of the field. Look what George Kittle did last night, working between the numbers. The play-action concepts to get him on the edge of the formation. Also, by the way, you better have a matchup for Christian McCaffrey on third down. That's the thing. Can your linebackers match up to him? Not many can. So what is your plan there? Is there a situation where you double the running back on the release? What are you going to do to limit Christian McCaffrey in the passing? Right now, San Francisco, excellent on the edges at the tackle position. I think you can expose them in the interior of their offensive line. They don't run the ball with a lot of explosive plays. You haven't seen that this much from McCaffrey this season, but he will get his volume. The key is, can you take away the play-action passing game versus Kyle Shanahan, because it's one of the best in the league.
Matt, as always, man, we appreciate you. Thank you so much for joining us. Merry Christmas to you and the family, and let's talk next week.
Merry Christmas, Matt.
All right, thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.